It's Pittsburgh Pop. Thanksgiving week, Tim Benz, Rob Owen with you. Rob, you can check him out, TV Talk, TV Q&A. You can read me at Breakfast with Benz Daily. Lots to get to. And Rob, let's start first and foremost with some of the local angles that we've got, including Rustin, which is now streaming on Netflix. This is something we've been waiting for a long time, right? This locally produced, I shouldn't say locally produced, but locally filmed Pittsburgh release.
Yeah, I wrote about it a couple weeks ago. It was in a theater in Pittsburgh, Waterworks, for a little bit before it got onto Netflix. But I really enjoyed it. I went into it knowing absolutely nothing about Bayard Rustin, the civil rights activist who helped plan the March on Washington. It's directed by the same guy who did Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, George C. Wolfe. And I felt like it was a really good sort of slice of life movie. It's not like one of those biopics that's sprawling and is his whole life story. It's very much focused on a short period of in time, a few years around the time when he planned that March on Washington that just recently celebrated its 60th anniversary back in August. Coleman Domingo stars as the lead character. He is excellent. I will be shocked if he does not get an Oscar nomination. I actually think of the films I've seen, which admittedly isn't many, I think he deserves to win over the lead in Oppenheimer. As far as the Pittsburgh of it all, you know, there is a little more exterior work in this than there was in Ma Rainey. So there are things that Pittsburghers will recognize. Early on in the film, Bayard is walking home through a storm to his New York apartment, and folks will recognize that as the corner of Craig and Fifth Avenue in Oakland, and okay. There's also some apartment buildings there that you'll see. It was kind of funny in talking to George Wolfe for the column from a couple weeks ago. He talked about how angry he was at a tree outside the apartment building because the leaves would not fall and he needed it to be winter time. So that was his biggest complaint about Pittsburgh, was the leaves on this one particular tree not falling.
And there's a lot that have fallen off right now here in Thanksgiving week in November. But, with it being 60 degrees a lot of the days, there's still a few holding on. So I guess right. I can see where he's coming from.
Right. And then lastly, the thing I was going to point out is as you're watching the film, there are a lot of scenes that take place at the March on Washington, at the Lincoln Memorial steps. And I think it is possible to tell the difference between real Lincoln Memorial steps and then fake Lincoln Memorial steps that they built in Warrendale outside their soundstage. When it's close-ups of people talking, you can kind of tell that it's a little green screeny. And so that is Warrendale. And then when it is a wider shot where you see the whole memorial, not just the steps, that's DC. So they did shoot a little bit in DC, but the bulk of the film was shot in Pittsburgh. And I'm eager to see what happens with it in Oscar race, Golden Globes race. Oh, Golden Globes finally found a home, Tim. CBS, January 7th. So that will be televised.
I wonder if Taylor Tomlinson will be part of that, because won't her new show launch right around then? The one that's coming on after Colbert?
I don't know that they announced a premiere date for it. I didn't think they had, but
good point. Well, I'm almost certain they said after the new year. So right. maybe that'll be a launching point for it. Maybe
but I would not be surprised if she is a part of that ceremony, just because they want to, they're going to want to get all the CBS names out there on stage.
She's funny. I really like her stand up. I think she's a really good joke writer. Mm-hmm. But, I always get concerned when people go on national television for a talk show that they cease being as funny as they used to be. So
I'm
rooting for her, but I always think that's a little bit of a kiss of death. Once you start doing that, you have to rely on other elements to be funny. And it's harder to execute than it seems to be funny in a different way. How many nights a year? How many nights a year do they do those shows? 200, 250, right. Something like that.
Well, I guess I will hold out some hope because Stephen Colbert is the executive producer of this show. So hopefully he will not be putting on something that isn't up to his standards. We'll see.
Something else local that you want folks to be aware of. Mr. McFeely's getting an Emmy?
Well, an Emmy honor, not an Emmy specifically, but yes, this came out on Friday and I was able to chat with him a little bit about it. It is at the December 17th is the second annual Children and Families Emmy Awards in Los Angeles. And David Newell, the Pittsburgh actor who played Mr. McFeely all those years on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, is being inducted into the Gold Circle for folks who have performed distinguished service within the industry for 50 years. And then Ellen Doherty, who's the chief creative officer at Fred Rogers Productions currently, is being inducted into the Silver Circle for folks with 25 years of service in the industry.
Now, we kind of have buried the lead here. We shouldn't do this, but I wanted to get some local stuff. This is a national story, Rob. This is an intergalactic story. Urkel is back.
Urkel is back. Yes, he is indeed. alas, only in animated form. So yes, Urkel, the character from Family Matters, the ABC, TGIF, Friday night sitcom that aired from 89 to 98. For some reason, they have pulled him out of mothballs and put him in a 75-minute animated film called Urkel Saves Santa, the movie! ! And yes, actor Jaleel White is back to voice Urkel, and I think he's also an executive producer on the project. So it is available for digital download now. I don't think they're putting it out on DVD. I think it may just be a digital download at Prime Video, Apple TV, Google Play, all those places.
So this is Urkel as a grown-up, and Urkel as a grown-up saving Santa Claus. That's what
I don't know that he is grown-up. I'm not sure.
All right, okay.
He might still be a kid in this. I don't know.
Hey, I also saw that Ghosts, there's a Ghosts UK now, and this is to somehow supplement the American Ghost series because of what happened with the writers and actors strikes.
Yeah, well, so actually the British series came first, and it had been streaming on Max when the American Ghosts premiered. So the American Ghosts is an adaptation of the British Ghosts, but the British Ghosts had never aired on American linear television. So I think it was super smart of CBS to pay a license fee to get these Ghosts episodes and put them on while American Ghosts is off with new episodes because of the writers and actors strikes. Now, there are only the British Ghosts ran, I think, 5 seasons, but you know, British shows are like 6 episodes a season. So there are only 34 total episodes of Ghosts UK that were ever made. So about a season and a half of the American Ghosts. So Ghosts UK is running on Thursday nights currently. They aren't going to get through quite all of the Ghosts UK episodes before American Ghosts returns if they continue running them 2 a week as they have been. Mm-hmm. So we will just have to see if the balance of those episodes get aired at some point. But yes, Thursday night, it's fun to do a little bit of compare and contrast. There are some characters that are very similar. The Boy Scout character is very similar. And then there are others that are more analogous, like you have a caveman in the British one and you've got a Viking in the American one. So it's interesting to look at the similarities and differences between them. And I think story-wise, once you get beyond the first couple episodes of the premise, I think both shows kind of mostly did their own story. So it won't feel like a total rehash of the American series.
Now, you briefly mentioned Max there. What are they doing? Are they're rolling back their prices on Black Friday?
Yes.
Is this sort of like a test to see like where people have a threshold for subscription rates, or what are they doing here?
No, I think this is more of a tease, come on, to get you in the door and then just hope and pray that you will stay. So Max is rolling back the price of their Max with ads plan. So it would be the version of Max, streaming version of Max that includes advertising. And it's going to be $2.99 a month for the first 6 months, which is down from $9.99 a month, the regular price. They say that's a 70% savings. And it is going on, the sale is going on now through November 27th. So if you want to get some Max and catch up on the White Lotus, then this is a good time to do that.
Well, I got caught up on the season finale of The Morning Show.
Ah, tell me, what happened? Anybody go to space?
No one went to space. In fact, Rob, funny you should say that. This is a little bit of a spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it yet. So just as a heads up, we're going to talk about the end of The Morning Show for a little bit here. the way that the girls all band together to bring down the evil white male overlord, Paul Marks, who is John Hamm. They find out some data about his spacecraft has been fudged in the communication with NASA. So that's their way to undermine the deal when they feel like the deal is going bad for him to buy UBA, because he was going to buy UBA and liquidate it. And that's, you know, big bad tech taking down Heritage Media.
Of course.
So that's, you know, an underlying tone of the whole season. And, you know, the romance with Jennifer Aniston, she has to make the moral choice ostensibly to turn in her boyfriend to the investigation team. And then the investigation team says they'll air out all of his secrets to NASA if he doesn't pull out of the deal, because he's going to get everybody fired. And instead, they're going to merge with YDA. So when they come back, at least that's the way they left it. It sure sounds like that's where it's going to go, is that the two networks are going to merge.
That's interesting.
I think Jamie told me she read something where it's a mid-2025 return for the next season. And I guarantee you I will forget all this by the time mid-2025 rolls around, because there were things I completely forgot about between the end of the last season and this season, because they throw so much at you and then they expect you to remember these little nuggets and Easter eggs. And I'm incapable. I'm sorry.
No, I 100% agree. That is a huge problem with streaming, is that unlike broadcast where, okay, May to September, 4 months, right? Maybe a little longer if the show ends in March or April, but it's not a year and a half, 2 years, which is what we see in the gaps between a lot of these streaming shows, just because they are so big and so expensive to do. And I'm with you. I need the recaps, and it drives me nuts when I get screeners and I'm watching screeners and they haven't put the recap on it yet. And I'm like, how am I supposed to remember what happened? It's been 2 years.
I got a column idea for you.
What's that?
You should interview all the local Pittsburgh sideline reporters and see if you can get them on record saying if they've ever made up a sideline interview like Carissa Thompson.
Oh, I am guessing that no one wants to talk about that.
I'm guessing Potash made up every interview he's ever had. Potash is sneaky that way. You watch. No, I'm just kidding. Potash would never do such a thing. And actually, Potash is a studio host. Well, there you go. Actually, now I'm talking out loud here, and I've talked myself into this. Carissa Thompson was a sideline reporter who is now a studio host. So Potash clearly on the Carissa Thompson path. Maybe he'll be willing to divulge some information to you.
I would doubt that.
for folks who have been tracking this story, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, Rob. You and I were reared in the journalism school of journalism. We literally went to a journalism school.
Yeah.
And we were told, I believe it was probably the first day you and I were at Newhouse, where they said to us, and I'm trying to remember the exact terminology, don't make crap up. How about
right?
that?
Yeah.
And that's exactly
what
Carissa Thompson admitted to doing. And now it's just kind of being laughed off. You know, like,
well, I don't think it's been, there are a lot of people who objected to what she said. Certainly on Twitter, I saw a lot of the negative feedback to her statements and how that was the reason people don't trust media. And she seemed to try to walk it back and claim that what she said wasn't that true. But I don't know if it was or if it wasn't.
I don't buy that apology at all, because she was so in everybody's face about the way she presented it. Like, she couched what she was saying. She preambled what she was going to say on that Barstool interview by literally saying, I've told this story before and I didn't get fired for it then.
Right.
So I might as well tell you about it now. And then she launched into it about making up sideline reports. So, like, she doesn't seem to care. So why give me a half-assed apology then?
Well, I wouldn't say that it was an apology as much as an explanation. I think she was trying to claim that she didn't actually make stuff up, that it was more her saying observations about the team or what the team needed to do, not that she was saying the coach was saying that. But someone would have to go back through the tapes and watch and then interview the coach and actually see if, you know, it would be a big research project to document whether or not her walk back is true or not.
What do we have in TV Talk and TV Q&A this week?
One thing I just wanted to add real quick that just came
in. Oh, and
in,
I've got one more thing too, actually, because I've just reminded myself of something, but you go ahead first. You go ahead first.
So Masterpiece, PBS fans, they are finally doing the final chapter of Wolf Hall. Wolf Hall was a series based on the Hillary Mantel Wolf Hall book trilogy, sort of historical fiction. The original starred Mark Rylance and Damian Lewis and first appeared on Masterpiece in 2015. It's been a long time coming, but both of those actors, along with Jonathan Pryce, Kate Phillips, Jane Seymour, are coming back for the final edition. It is in production now, so that will be an exciting thing for folks who are fans of that. Go with what did you have, Tim?
Okay, so I brought this up and then I completely forgot to do it when we were talking football here, but I wanted to give everybody the lineup for Thanksgiving Day since everybody wins football and Thanksgiving together. At least one good team in every game. Detroit's having a great season. The Lions host Green Bay at 12:30. That's the Fox game. The 4:30 game on Thanksgiving, Dallas, who's having a good year, hosting Washington, 4:30 on CBS. And then the night game, San Francisco, who's, you know, a Super Bowl contender in the NFC, taking on Seattle on the road. That's the 8:20 game on NBC. And there's even a Black Friday game for the first time ever. Yes, on Prime Video, there's a Black Friday game at 3:00. It's the Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins. So there's your rundown right there.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. So what do we have? Sorry, did you get to TV Talk and TV Q&A?
No, I was just going to get to it. So TV Talk, we've got more Tamboritzins on QED. Plus, this might be interesting. We have a local contestant on a new reality show with the biggest payout of all time. So that'll be in TV Talk. And then TV Q&A, questions about Sportsnet Pittsburgh and all of their collegiate programming that has been added. So we get into that in TV Q&A.
We've had three games on already for the Duquesne Dukes that I've been a part of. And I believe, what are you writing that?
It posts on Wednesday. Actually it's posting Tuesday this week.
Okay, Tuesday. So Friday evening will be the first men's hockey game there on Pittsburgh Sportsnet for Robert Morse. They've had a women's game. So the first men's hockey game was either Friday or Saturday.
Saturday. The 25th is what I've got.
That's what it is. Yeah, exactly. It's the game against Sacred Heart. So looking forward to that as well. Okay, that'll do it. Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. Rob, have a good Thanksgiving yourself.
You too, Tim.
And we'll be back next week for Pittsburgh Pop.